Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Friday's Mega Millions drawing is an estimated $421 million. Visit your favorite Missouri Lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. More than 800 marches tomorrow across the country and world, including eight in Missouri, will rally against gun violence in schools. Kim Westerman with the St. Louis chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America tells MissouriNet tomorrow is about kids wanting to end the mass school shootings that continue to happen.
I think it's really inspiring that a new generation is speaking up, and being young, not being politicians, it gives them a different sort of voice. It's not partisan, and it has a different sort of weight that it carries.
President Trump says last month's massacre at a Florida school shows the country must address mental health issues. Missouri's marches will be in Kansas City, Lee Summit, St. Joseph, Warrensburg, Joplin, Springfield, Columbia, and St. Louis. Attorney General Josh Hawley expressed frustration today over his lack of subpoena power in a recent probe of Governor Greitens. His office was looking into whether the governor or his staff violated the state's open records law with their use of an app that erases text messages after they're completed. Hawley says the time is now to change the Sunshine Law that offers no subpoena authority.
There is no reason not to act right now on those things.
Hawley contends that the lack of subpoena power tied his office's hands, and they were not able to speak directly to the governor about his use of the app. Meanwhile, lawyers for the governor will ask a St. Louis judge on Monday to dismiss a felony invasion of privacy charge against him.
Court documents filed this week indicate St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's investigator said in a deposition that he is not aware of any evidence that there is a picture that was transmitted as alleged in the indictment. Judge Burleson will also hear oral arguments on Monday on the defense attorney's motion for a bench trial rather than a jury trial. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
President Trump has signed a $1.3 trillion budget bill crafted by lawmakers, including Missouri's congressional delegation, that keeps the federal government open into September. The plan includes funding increases in military and domestic programs and $21 billion in infrastructure projects. A reward is being offered for information that catches the person who shot and killed seven white pelicans this week near Northeast Missouri's Hannibal. The Missouri Conservation Department's Matthew Markley says solving these types of cases are hard, and the public's help is critical.
We saw a Facebook post that had some pelicans that reported to be shot. We retrieved the pelicans and are still in the process of trying to get any kind of evidence off of them to determine what type of caliber gun was used to shoot them.
The reward amount depends on the information given. Tips can be called into Operation Game Thief. And the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the St. Louis suburb of Chesterfield is considering whether to allow a giant vending machine that sells cars. This is Missouri Net News.